Boker Tov, good morning everyone. It is Wednesday morning, and we continue in Kitzer, Shulchan Aruch, Perek, Lamed Zayin, Halacha Hey, in the laws of Tvilas Kelim. Im Sha'al O Sachar Kli Me'akum. If one borrows or rents a vessel or a utensil from somebody who is not Jewish, Eina Tzricha Tvila. It does not require Tvila. When you buy a vessel from a non-Jew, then you have to tovel it, of course, before using it. That's what this whole chapter is about. But if you don't acquire it, you don't purchase it, rather you just rent it or borrow it, then since you don't own it and you have to give it back, you would not be required to tovel it before using it. If one would borrow or rent kelim from from a Jewish store owner, so then there is a suffix. Then we're not so sure. Because on one hand, you're only renting or borrowing it, so you don't really fully own it. On the other hand, it is owned by a Jew, because you're renting it or borrowing it, in this case, from a Jew. So maybe it should require tefillah anyway. Because once a Jew is using vessels that were created by somebody who isn't Jewish, then he's supposed to tovel them. So because of this case of uncertainty, this is going to be the first of several times we see this halacha, the Kisser says, Tzrichin tefillah below bracha. One should tovel it, but without saying a bracha. So you're toveling it in case it does require tefillah, but you're not saying a bracha in case it doesn't. We don't want to risk saying a bracha levatola, saying an unnecessary bracha. Worst case scenario, you dipped your kli into a mikvah unnecessarily, but no harm done. And therefore, in this case, and in a few subsequent cases that we'll learn today and for the rest of the chapter, we find this middle ground where we recommend toveling it, but without making a bracha. But in this case, it's very important that if you, the borrower or renter, tovels the kli, you tell the store owner that you did so, and he makes this known to any subsequent Jewish buyer that this kli is already toveled. Because otherwise, the Jewish person who buys this later is going to think it wasn't toveled, and he's going to not only tovel it, but he's going to say a bracha on the tefillah, when really it doesn't require tefillah anymore because it's already been toveled. So it's very important that the store owner keeps track. That's his responsibility to make sure that he makes it known to the buyer later on that this kli has already been toveled. Halacha vav. Yisrael amachazik hote sha'osin sham klei zechuches. A Jew who owns a factory that produces kelim that are made from glass. Va'poalim him einam yehudim. And the workers there are not Jewish. So on one hand, this is owned, the entire factory is owned by a Jew. On the other hand, the ones actually forming and creating the vessels themselves are not Jewish. Would tevila be required? Would somebody who buys a vessel that was created in this factory need to tovel it or not? So the Kitzer rules, Hakelim shenasim shama, tzrichim tevila below bracha. Once again, the vessels that are made, that are fashioned there, should be toveled, but without a bracha. Toveled because they were actually created by the hands of a non-Jew. Without a bracha, because the factory itself was owned by a Jew. So the truth is, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he writes that this would probably not apply anymore nowadays in our types of factories because of two reasons. Firstly, most glass vessels that are created in factories nowadays are created more by machines than people. Back in the day, if it was created by a person, it was literally created by his hands from scratch, whereas nowadays most of the work is done by machine. And also, it's more common nowadays that a person is paid a salary, a flat salary. Whereas back then, apparently, many were paid per vessel that they created. So they were paid for each glass cup that they produced. And therefore, there's a certain level of ownership in the vessel, in the kli, when you're getting paid per kli that you created with your hands. So they were really not sure, because on one hand, the Jew owns the factory. On the other hand, there's a non-Jew who's creating a kli with his bare hands and getting paid specifically for that kli. It's hard to say that he doesn't have any ownership in it. Whereas nowadays, when I have a hired worker who's being paid a flat salary, regardless of how many kelim he produces, and anyway, the machines are doing lots of the work. So if a Jew owns the factory, then most would be lenient to say tefillah would not be required at all. Let's do one more short halacha today. Yisrael shenasan kesef o sha'ar mini matachos. This is halacha zayin. If a Jewish person gives silver or some type of metal to a le'uman akum shiyasalo kli, to a non-Jewish craftsman, to make it into something, to make it into a kli. I give a brick of metal, I give a piece of silver, and I want you to fashion, and I ask you, I pay you, I hire you, to fashion it into a bowl or into a plate. Oshi yisakin lo kli shayanaku v'lo hayamachzik revius. Or if I have, let's say, a bowl or a cup that's broken, that has a hole, so much so that it can't even hold a revius. It can't, this cup can't even contain a few ounces of liquid because it will just drip right out. Tzarech gam kein tefila b'lo bracha. Then when I receive it back from the non-Jewish craftsman who either made this into something or fixed it into something, I would need to tovel it again, but without making a bracha. Same suffix, the same level of uncertainty. Where on one hand, I really own this the whole time. I gave the brick of metal. I gave the broken cup to the craftsman. I own it. On the other hand, I'm giving him something that is not a kli, and he's returning it to me as a kli. And therefore, maybe he has a certain amount of ownership in it. He's created it with his hands. Maybe I should have to tovel it. And the reason the Kitzur specifies a kli that cannot hold a revius is because if I give a cup that just has a little crack or it's chipped, and he fixes that for me, so we all agree that I gave him a cup, and he returned to me a cup. Maybe he returned to me a fixed cup or a more valuable cup, but it was a cup when I gave it to him, and it was a cup when I got it back. But if I have a cup that has a hole so much so that it can't even hold a revius of liquid, so then I didn't even really give him a cup. I gave him, you know, a piece of metal, basically, that maybe looks like a cup or it was a cup, but can't function, even the most basic function of a cup. So when he returns it to me as a functioning cup, that's a whole new kli. He's recreated it. And therefore, since he has either created something from the piece of metal that I gave him, or he's created a cup from something that really wasn't functioning as a cup, there is a side to say, there is a possibility that it would require tefillah. And therefore, once again, for the third halacha in a row, the Kitzur paskins tzarech tefillah below bracha, that a person should tovel it without a bracha. Next time, Mirtz Hashem on Friday, we'll learn some cases where we actually do make the tefillah with the bracha in cases of certainty, but it's always important to also learn the in-between cases. What do we do when we're not totally sure? Have a great day.